Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Welcome to Intimate Moments, the Thursday edition, 657 AM, www.radiopulpit.co.za. I'm joined in the studio this evening by Professor Elijah Baloyi from Junisa. Saved, washed by the blood, the preacher of the word. He has got his own church based here in Gauteng. Prof, welcome to Intimate Moments.
Thank you so much and good evening, family. I love you so much. I'm happy to be with you again. We are happy to be talking about the things that will nourish our lives.
Nice.
We take a lot of time talking about other things, but this kind of time is very, very much good because we're talking about something that will give us internal life. We're not talking about things that of this life only.
I love the eternal life because sometimes if you are not saved, you think life is only eating pap and morocco. You know, that's life. So you're saying eternal life.
Yeah, you know, it's good to get people who speak to you about internal life rather than people who will talk to you about life. A lot of people, they speak, but they speak about life. And then after the grave, what they speak, it's fading out.
I can imagine.
But what we're going to speak about here, it's life which comes even after your grave. We are speaking about how you're going on even after when people forgot about you this side. The other side, you will be remembered.
I'm so grateful to that because loyi apfumelaka eka o Jesu Christ, the professor and the family, una vutomi lebyi nga heriki. Eternal life that you're talking about.
That is what God said, and it's a promise of God from John 16, 3, verse number 16, when he said, when you believe, you will have internal life.
And I can imagine
you
that.
You will not go for internal damnation or condemnation, but you are going for internal life. And very simple. God made things for us very simple. By believing, then you get into eternal life. We don't buy, you don't get out anything.
I love the way you teach the Bible. I love the way you explain scriptures to the family under the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, this evening is no exception. Professor Elijah Baloyi.
Yes, thank you so much. Greetings, family. Tonight, we are going to discuss what is to walk in faith. How do we walk in faith? Walking in faith. And we are going to focus our thoughts from the letter of Paul. Although people are arguing it is not Paul, I'm not going to get to that for now. It's a discussion for another day. Whoever wrote it, he wrote it for the sake of the word of God. Now, we are going to Hebrews chapter 11. And then there, we will only read verse number 1 to verse number... Allow me to read from verse number 1 to verse number 3 for now. The other things we'll be discussing verse by verse as we are moving on.
Professor Elijah Baloyi, I love what you said, you know, and the specifically the verses that you mentioned. Mm-hmm. Because you and I are a team.
Yeah.
And the family knows that.
Very much.
This is not a one-man show. Allow me to read. You said off-air, Mashaken, please.
Yes. The word of God is for us all. It's not only for me. It's not only for you. Please read from that side.
Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Number 2, for by it the elders obtained a good report. Should I read number 3 as well?
Yes.
Prof. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. By the way, Nitlaye, Hebrews chapter 11, from verses number 1, 2, 3.
Yes. Before we get to this, I remember sometimes... when we speak about this faith, people just think faith is something that you can pick up from somebody. They don't understand that faith is something that the Holy Spirit himself should work inside each and every one of us to have it. Okay, what is faith? Let's start right from there. We are living in times when expectations in our lives are too many. For instance, employment, progress, passing examinations, having marriages, bearing children, becoming rich, and so forth. These are the expectations of many people around this world. And when we have this kind of expectations, the manifestation, it's something that we also think, if these things must manifest in our lives, we must do something so that these things can happen. I can become rich out of hard labor. I must work very hard so that I can become rich. Yes, I must marry so that I can have children. Those are the things that we think. And all the time when we are thinking like that, we are thinking about ourselves. We don't put God in the picture. It is like these are human efforts. We get all these things by human efforts. Now, coming to faith is a different ball game altogether. Because in faith, we speak about God instilling it inside of us. In faith, all these other things that I was saying are the things that we strategize, we plan, we talk about, we dream, and so forth. But when coming to faith, it is something that can be given to us by God. Maybe that is the first point that we should understand. We must have faith so that the things of God can happen in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
They don't just happen.
Yeah.
Things of God are not like things that we work with our own hands.
Right, right. Now, I suppose it will be nice, my family, to actually say as well, Professor, when I look here on my script, you have written John, the Gospel, chapter 4, verse number 23.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're saying faith comes from God.
Mm-hmm.
He gives to us. Would you perhaps read that scripture as well? John chapter 4, verse number 23. As we continue, with this discussion regarding faith. And you have defined faith very well.
Yes.
Yeah. John the Gospel.
Chapter
4, verse 23.
Verse number 23.
Yes. And we are so grateful that the word of God speaks.
Yeah. The word says, but the hour is coming, and now is here, when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father is seeking such people to worship him.
I love it.
In truth and in spirit.
That
is where you get the word faith.
Nice.
The mixture of the truth and the spirit simply tells you that God is in action. God is at work.
I love it, Prof.
And now
it's
about faith. Because without these two things, the truth and the spirit, the things of faith will not work, will not operate within us.
Now, the thing of the spirit won't operate. Faith and what? And truth.
Faith and truth, yes.
I love that. Love that. Now, he's saying the hour is coming.
It's Jesus. He's saying this to a Samaritan woman, but he's also saying it to us all. That the hour is now that we should worship God in truth and in spirit, rather than making ourselves the rules and the regulations as to how the Jewish customs were before,
yeah,
when they used to worship where and they used to have sanctuaries and all this kind of stuff, goats and all these kind of things. But now he is saying, I liberate you. This is a liberating message. You will worship him in meaning you can worship God wherever you find yourself.
Yeah.
In spirit, and as long as you know the truth, as long as you are in his spirit, then you can worship him. It doesn't matter. You are coming from Mashagan, I'm coming from Baloi. Some people use our backgrounds to work against us to say, but from Baloi, we don't know Christians. Maybe he's the only one. Maybe from Mashagan, he's the only one. It does not have to do with that background. It does not have to do with where you worship. It's not about the place. It's about the faith. Is something that works from inside, not from outside.
I love it. Professor Elijah Baloi on Intimate Moments, Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. The Bible says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for,
mm-hmm,
the evidence of things not seen. I love this verse.
Exactly, because look, that's why I wanted to even say, you remember the story of the doubting Thomas?
All right.
And Jesus Christ ended up telling him, blessed are those who believe even if they did not see, because the doubting Thomas wanted to see.
Uh-huh.
And now here the Bible is telling us, faith It's something that we hope for, not something that we have to see with our own faith.
All right.
The fact that Jesus Christ was born and he was crucified, he ascended in, he was raised from the dead and he ascended into heaven. We don't need to see that with our own eyes. We need to believe. Then we are saved.
I love the issue of believing, Fundis, because when we believe, things does happen.
Yeah.
We believe that he died. We believe that he ascended on high. We believe that one day he will come back.
Exactly.
We believe as well, Professor Elijah, that utshamile ebokwenda shinene ra Xikwembu wa
ikongelela. Exactly. I mean, Ntate Mashaken, you said it all. Look, the issue of belief, the issue of faith, it's about, it is not necessarily needing evidence. We don't necessarily need evidence to prove that indeed Jesus Christ was born or indeed Jesus Christ was crucified. We happen to believe that within ourselves by the work of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, by the work of the Holy Spirit. Hey, Professor.
Aye.
I want us to look at John 20, verse 29. When we come back, intimate moments on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Professor Elijah Baloyi, what does it mean to walk by faith?
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Now, as we continue the conversation, I must say that faith was well defined, quite honestly, by Professor Elijah Baloyi. My family, we need to go back into the basics, which is the word of the living God. Prof.
Thank you so much. I just indicated in our previous talk about John 20, verse 29. And let's start right from there.
Fantastic. Go ahead.
When Jesus Christ responded to the doubting Thomas, he said these words. And Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Here Jesus Christ was trying to show the doubting Thomas that things of God are things of the Spirit. Meaning, if things of God are things of the Spirit, spiritual things are not things that we can observe with physical means. It is not necessary for us to taste. It is not necessary for us to touch. It is not necessary for us to see. Because if we want to believe only by seeing, things of God cannot be seen. Remember, it is more than 2,000 years now as we are that Jesus Christ, whom we are speaking about in the Bible, has been born, has been crucified, has been risen from the dead, has ascended into heaven. These things happened many years ago. So, and if you we want to observe that, during those times, there were not even cameras for that matter to can take a picture of that. During those times, there were not even tape recorders to can record what was happening. Now, we are left only with what God gave us, which is the spirit of understanding, the conviction that is brought to us by the work of the Holy Spirit. The work of the Holy Spirit inside me and you is to convince us about this truth without having seen it. Things of God are not supposed to be seen. Even God himself, it is not necessary for me and you to see him. But we see him in action. We must see him in what he is doing in our lives on a daily basis.
I'm so grateful.
Yes.
We must see him, what he's doing in our lives, Professor, on daily basis. Dambra umar pela. Ishona muchinchi watinguba. So we see him by his actions. Ah, come on now.
You are healed from your sickness.
Come on now. Come on
Sometimes
now.
Sometimes it's not about the panado that you got.
Come on now.
You have this pain and then it got healed. Sometimes you go and look for a job. You just think you are wise enough. And you don't know God opened the way for you there. Because these are the things of the Spirit. You always see yourself as being clever. But when you look at the interviews, that the same job with more qualifications than you have, but they did not get the job. You only happen to get the job and you say you are clever. It's not about you. It's about God. Because he is the provider. He's providing each and every aspect of our lives. Unfortunately, we need the Spirit of God to guide us and to enlighten, to open us, to understand that which is happening in me, it's about God, it's not about me.
Aha. Whatever that is happening to me, it's God. It's not about me. I love that. We're talking about faith, my family. And look at the verse that we read earlier on, Professor Elijah Baloyi.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also looking at our scripts because I love these scripts. They are well written. It makes us to follow through.
Yeah.
It says in verse number 2 of Hebrews chapter 11, By it the elders obtained a good report. Let's talk about these elders. Who are those?
Yes. By elders, God speaks about spiritual elders here, not just ordinary elders. When God speaks about spiritual elders, these are the people who are in a different level than we are in things of faith. People who have different understanding of the things of God in a different way. In the olden times, in the temple of Jerusalem, they used to have people in different categories. There will be those who go to holy of the holies. Not everyone will get there. There will be those who are going to ordinary space where people were worshipping. So here, when God speaks about elders, it's elders in spirit. Those people who can guide us, people who can take us by hand. And I mean, here, it's also part of these elders, it's angels who must teach us the things of heaven, because these things of heaven, you cannot understand them on your own. Remember that much again. The Bible has been written more than 2,000 years ago.
Come on. Pela, when you are a scholar, professor.
Hallelujah.
That's why you're going back to the ancient times.
Yes. When the Bible has been written such olden times, if you can go and get a newspaper that has been written the very same time when the Bible was written, it does not make any meaning to you today.
I can imagine.
It cannot be relevant, not in any way. But because this one is the word of God, it continues making relevance even after this many years.
Now we are on the year 2024.
Mm-hmm.
It's August now. So the Bible, according to what you have just said,
exactly,
is still relevant. It will be relevant. It was relevant. Even in the near future, it's still going to be relevant.
It is going to be relevant.
Wow.
It is like it is written yesterday and then we are getting it fresh today. Because when you read it, you feel I'm nourished, like I'm starting to get this verse today.
I can imagine.
Because the word of God is moving with times. It's relevant. And it's us who explain it in such a way that ordinary and contemporary people should start understanding it in their own situation and
thank
context.
Thank you so much for explaining the elders there, you know. Nitsundoka marito lamanga kona Bibele ntsumi ya Yehova yi rendela lava nguchavaka kutani ba kutsula. He spoke about angels.
Mm-hmm.
It refers as well to the angels of the Lord. Talk more about this issue of faith, Mfundisi, as we continue with this powerful talk.
Okay, let me get to the next point.
Fantastic.
The
that would
issue
be nice.
Of faith.
That would be nice, man.
We cannot become Christians in the first place. We cannot be saved without the interference of faith. Because that is the work that God does in us. We are passive recipients of faith. The only thing we have to believe. So we cannot become Christians if it was not because of faith. Faith operates in this way. The Holy Spirit, when the word of God is preached to you, you start believing the word of God because there is an influence of the Holy Spirit to convince you from inside to start believing. But it looks like here there is truth. That's how it operates.
I hear you.
It is not something that we are born with. No one is born with faith, but it's a thing which we get as we proceed.
Thank you for that clarity. We are not born with faith. When the word of God is here, I suppose that was what professor is saying.
Mm.
Faith is being activated on the inside, for lack of a better word.
Hallelujah.
You start saying, Mara makale ya hanya mus. That's faith.
Exactly.
Makale ina matimba mus. Musiseni ngaponi siwa mus.
That kind of an influence for you to think that way, it's not your own thinking.
I can imagine.
It's not about yourself. Something is influencing you from inside.
That should be
the Holy Spirit starting to operate. You know, when the doctors are operating us, they make us sleep in some time so that we cannot hear the pain whenever they are cutting what kind of cutting, whether it's a leg or it's a foot or whatsoever. Now, The operation of the Holy Spirit is like when you are not there yourself and the Holy Spirit start speaking on your behalf. He start influencing your thinking, your mind making, your decision making, and you start believing in what is being said. And that is the work of the Holy Spirit when the gospel is being preached to us. That is why even when they make an altar call, when you start raising up your hand saying, I'm up, it's not yourself.
All right.
Somebody is working inside of you in the name of the Holy Spirit to enlighten and to stand you up.
Professor Elijah Baloyi, the family loves you. Mm-hmm. You know, when you ended up raising your hands, the work has been done completely inside.
Mm. Exactly.
I love that.
You're raising of hand and saying, I accept Jesus as my personal Lord and Savior. It is just, you are voicing out that has already been done inside of yourself. You are manifesting, actually, because already the work has been done in you. The simple thing is, now you are letting other people around you to know that today I have heard this and the work of the Spirit has changed me.
But though now, do you think that we are working by faith as we are supposed to do and according to what the scripture is saying?
Unfortunately, we are in different categories. There All are right. those who are moving in faith. And you see them by growing every day. Because like we said previously, the other day, faith is something that keeps growing inside of you.
All right.
It doesn't remain stagnant. So there are those who can evidence that they are working in faith by growing in spirit, giving out all those gifts of the Spirit. But there are those who are stagnant. And that's where the question is going. What must I do in order to grow in faith? What must I do so that the Lord can help me to move from one step to the next? Because faith is something that must keep growing until we die. Until we leave this planet, we must keep growing.
Pastor Elijah Baloyi. Intimate Moments on your radio pulpit, your daily companion. We continue. I want us to look very closely, servant of the Lord and the family.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking at verse number 3 as we continue.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Well, I'm so excited, very, very excited that you can hear the connection between myself and the servant of the Lord. In terms of this connection is brought about by the Holy Spirit himself. Professor Elijah Baloyi, welcome back.
Thank you so much, Tate Mashakin. You know, with faith,
mm-hmm.
God created everything and he did not stop creating.
Oh,
he's
yes.
continuing to create even
oh,
today.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Sometimes even he's even inviting me and you to co-create with him.
Right.
Because
right,
the
right.
spirit which he gave us, the faith that he gave us, it's so powerful that it must always manifest.
I can imagine, Prof.
It cannot stay. Prof. If you want to have faith and then you stay stagnant, you will see it will fight with you from inside because it needs to go out there. It must reach out. That is the mission of God. And that is why God, when we talk about the faith and creation, God, by his own faith, he simply said, let there be light. That was faith. That is a powerful word. But it's not only a powerful word. It's also coming from faith. He believed what he is saying is going to happen. You know, when you get down and pray and say, this must happen in my life, it must be faith compelling you, not only words. Words must be manifesting or words must be a sign or giving out what the conviction of the heart is all about. When you say, let there be light, and then the light comes, it means the faith inside of you already told you even before you open up the mouth to say, let there be light. So God created everything by his word because he had faith. And now he is inviting me and you to be co-creators to help in his continuation of creation by saying things, creating lives in other people, giving out those fruits of the Spirit that we spoke about last time, so that other people can also get saved from our contribution and other people can start knowing God and accepting God from our contribution, from what we are doing, from what we are saying to them. So it is necessary that the magic when we speak about when by faith we understand that the universe was created by the word of God. God did not say things without faith. He never, everything that we read about God saying, he never said a word without faith. And that's right. What we should be like.
My family, we are looking at verse number 4. It's a blessing to have the servant of the Lord explaining the word like this. Now, look at verse number, or 3 rather, of Hebrews chapter 11. It says, by faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen, lesubonakaka, were not made of things which do
exactly
appear.
Listen, I like the word of God there. Let his name be praised for that.
Amen for that.
God created the visible things out of the invisible because of faith. So it means faith can change that which is invisible to become visible. I am not sure, listener outside there, what is it that you are lacking, that which you are saying it's not visible in your life. That is why last time we spoke about the possibilities, not impossibilities. God, it's like that. When it's about faith, God can create anything that it's coming out of the invisible things. When God said, when we read Genesis chapter 1, verse number 1, it says, the world was null and void. There was nothing. It was only the Spirit of God who was hovering around.
Let me read it for you.
Yes.
Let me read it for you. I think you're touching something very interesting. Huh?
Yeah.
Something very, very interesting. My family, we're talking about faith, looking at the scripture by and large. And he stated categorically when we started what it means to walk by faith, or walking, what is to walk by faith. It's our topic that we are talking about. I'm reading for you and the family, Mfundisi. Mm-hmm. Elijah.
Mm-hmm.
In the beginning was the word.
Mm-hmm.
Rather, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth.
Okay, verse 2.
Yeah. And the earth was without form and void. Mm-hmm. And darkness was on the face of the deep.
Mm-hmm.
This is your part.
Mm-hmm.
And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters.
Ah, listen, the Spirit that we are speaking about when we read John chapter 4, verse number 23.
Uh-huh.
Now it's coming to the fore, even from the Genesis.
I like the link. I love that link. Yo.
The Spirit of God, in which we should serve him,
yeah,
has been at work even before we were born.
Praise the Lord for that.
And the Bible, it's saying here, the Spirit of God was hovering.
Praise Jehovah.
Over the face of the earth, which was not having any shape.
All right.
So nothing was good by then, until the Spirit of God hovered around. And then things, when you go on, now God, by faith, started saying, verse number 3, let there be light. And the light was there.
I love the way you're linking Genesis and Hebrews chapter 11.
Yeah.
And you're bringing back the point home.
Yeah.
And shikwembu shiku, akubina kubonakala.
By faith. He did not just simply say that. Yeah. By faith, he said, let there be light. Oh, okay. Tate Mashake, let me summarize this by saying, whatever we say, if we are saying by faith, it shall happen.
Come on now.
As long as the Spirit of God is still operating within me and operating within you.
Right.
What you say, it's like when God said, let there be light, because the Spirit, the very same Spirit in which God, by which God created the heavens and the earth, is the same Spirit which is operating within you.
Now, I love what you're saying. My family, let me just paraphrase it. The very same Spirit which was moving or hovering over the face of the waters,
mm-hmm,
is the very same Spirit which is in me.
Yeah, when you become a child of God.
Saying, are saying, whatever I say, because the Spirit of the Lord is within me, it goes.
It goes because the power of the Spirit is within your word.
Amen.
Power of the Spirit of the Word, the power of the Spirit of God is within what you speak.
Come on now.
We speak things that are powerful. We cannot be undermined just like that, because the Spirit of the Lord, which is staying in, which is living and dwelling within us, gives us power to say things happen. That is why you must be careful as a child of God of what you say, because what you say shall manifest, because you are a child of God and he put in the Spirit inside of you. The only thing is, when you say these things, The Spirit of God goes out with the word.
Hey, faith is so important. Faith is so important. I must say that this is absolutely powerful, intimate moments on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. You should be careful of what you are saying, because leswi u vulavulaka hi ririmi ra wena swi na matimba lamakulukumba. Can we say that Xikwembu i muendli wa tilo ni misava na, based on the verse that we have read?
Xikwembu i muendli wa, God is the creator, i muendli wa tilo na misava. Why? When we read about the counsel of the Lord, it's a counsel of three persons: God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit. Already here we are hearing the Spirit of God hovering around.
Which is the Holy Spirit.
Which is the Holy Spirit.
All right.
He is the one through which God started saying, let there be light.
And these three are one.
These three are one.
Okay.
So already if we have to ask God's creation, the three persons of God were in action when these things were happening.
Come on, Professor.
The word is Jesus Christ. Go and read in John chapter 1. The Bible will tell you the word of God is Jesus.
Oh, in John the Gospel.
Exactly. Here we have got already the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, because the Spirit of God is hovering around the planet, and there's nothing which is good before the Spirit came in. And the Father, it's now speaking the word, which is Jesus. And now the word is creating these things. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Now, good works. Listen to this. Good works comes after salvation. Everything that we do before salvation does not count as part of salvation. I want you to talk about this.
Yes, maybe before I get to that machine, I wanted to confirm before I forget
that
I said. Right. When I said in John, we are taught that Jesus Christ is the Word. Here in John chapter 1, verse number 1, it's saying, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. You see now I confirmed that, and then we can come to what you were saying, Tatema Sheken, right now. Please.
Yeah. Let me just read it again, my family. Thank you for that powerful verses that you have read.
Mm-hmm.
Now, good works comes after salvation.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that we do now,
yes,
before salvation does not count as part of salvation. What do you mean by this?
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. This is a very, very good question, Tatema Shekin. There are people who believe that since they were born, they have never sinned because they never killed anyone. They have never done these bad things. They never did that, what which is said, it's a bad thing. And they think because of that, they are doing things for the Lord. Now, the Bible indicates and it teaches me that the good works that the Lord wants me and you to do, they must come out of salvation. They are the works that must come out of faith. There must be fruits of faith rather than coming before the faith. So meaning it must be faith that teaches me and you to bear these fruits as good works.
All right.
Rather than before. So we don't put the cart before the horse.
Oh, you heard it. Good works before salvation means nothing.
Exactly.
But good works after salvation, hallelujah, after hearing the gospel, hey, it means a lot.
They are supplementing your salvation.
We continue with the conversation. Prof. Baloyi in the studio.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
It is so befitting, my family, to say that kubulavulaka Xikwembu akufani na kubulavulaka vanhu. And honor and glory is always given unto the Lord. You know, because whenever he speaks, there are no empty words with the God of heaven. Now, the issue of faith is being well explained this evening. And we're grateful to have Professor Elijah Baloyi. Prof, welcome back.
Thank you so much, Tatema Shakin. And listener, family, we are now going to look for the examples of how to walk in faith, because we have been speaking about walking in faith since we started this discussion. And when you walk in faith, You must look for the examples of some other people who once walked in faith before. Now the Bible in Ntate Mashekeng, you can read for us. Verse number 7, what does it say in Hebrews chapter 11?
It says here in Hebrews chapter 11, and I'm looking at verse number 7. By faith, Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith.
Thank you so much. When you look at the example of Noah, who a lot of us know about, his story is very much well known. It will be very, very funny for a lot of people. I know Noah was not living alone in those times. There were other people as well. Some were clever even than himself. Some were knowledgeable than Noah was. But only the word only went to him, saying, Noah, build an ark. He believed in those words. He believed. So that is what we're speaking about when we say you walk in faith. You put what you have heard into action. You put the word of God into action. That is a sign of faith. And Noah, instead of listening to other people who were opposed to the word, he built an ark quietly. And after that, the issue of the ark, when the rain came, when the flood came to eat people, that's when people realized Noah was correct, we were wrong. But it was late. The only thing is, when you are walking in faith, you will always be ahead of other people. You will be knowing things that other people do not know. Some will be laughing at you. They will make you a joke. Meanwhile, what you are doing, they will only see the fruits of only afterwards. And Noah, this is a sign of faith. In faith, we do things that we are told without asking questions. I'm not sure, listener, how many times have been you questioning your pastor or your preacher whenever he was telling you, we have to do this as a church, we have to do that. How many times have you been questioning without implementing the word of God into action? So those are the kind of the things. I think we have to go to another example. Ntate Mashekeng, we have got another example of people who walked in faith. We have got a man called Enoch. There, we read about Enoch in verse number. The Bible right. I have is number.
Right. Enoch walked with the Lord. I think it's verse number 5.
Yes, you can go back to verse number 5 again.
Allow me to go back with the permission of the servant of the Lord. Intimate Moments, Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Thursday evening, we love the conversation. By faith, Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death and was not found because God had taken him. Hmm. For before he was taken, he had this testimony that he pleased the Lord. He had this testimony that he pleased the Lord. God.
Listen now. Another man, Enoch, whose grave is not in the planet as we are speaking. The Bible says he was taken alive. Just like Elijah, who also was taken away by the chariots of heaven. And then he was taken out. And the main essence was faith. It's because he walked with the Lord. He listened God unconditionally. He obeyed God. When we talk about people with faith, people walking in faith, these are people who obey the Lord unconditionally. People who are just listening to the Lord and implement the word of God into their lives. We can go to the next personality again for another example. In verse number 23 in Ntate Mashekeng.
Maybe let's take verse number 8.
Okay.
In order.
It's fine, yes.
So that you may enjoy this together with the family.
Let's come there.
Then Hebrews we'll chapter 11, verse number 8. As we continue chronologically, by faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance. And he went out not knowing where he was going.
So here, faith, it's also a risk on its own. If I have to take it with my own understanding. Abraham, he left his own place, going to an unknown place, passing through foreign nationals, passing through the countries where you will find even hostile people. But by faith, he knew the end of the road is God will never take me out of my own land. Leaving all my people, leaving all those people that raised me up and the people that helped me to grow to be who I am. He took his animals, he took his wife, he took Lot, and then he left simply because of one command to say, I want to make you a great nation. Then he left. He believed in God. This is the work of faith. There are not many people that leave another place to go to another place. Ntate Mashekane, you left Limpopo, you are now living in Johannesburg. I left Limpopo, I'm now living in Pretoria. And this thing of faith that told us to come this side, it's not only about ourselves. It's about believing that we will make life.
Amen.
Things will go on when we are this side.
Amen.
You cannot simply abandon your people, your land, your everything without knowing where you are going. And Abraham was just like that.
Abraham was just like that. I suppose when I'm Mfundisi Baloyi, because the power of God is so powerful. The power of God is here. Can you hear me?
Exactly.
Now, I want us to continue on that other week, the 15. You must do justice to this chapter as well. We are going to probably select some verses. Because now, by the grace of God, we selected 7, 8, and we are going to 23. On the 15th, God willing, we are going to continue with this and select verses as well. You gave a classical example. We left this province to this province, knowing very well that things will be well. That is faith.
Exactly. That is faith. When you have faith, you go even to the places where other people do not want to go. Some people will even intimidate you. You don't go. This is a no-go zone area. But because of faith, you believe, I'll make life when I am on that other side. You go there blindly because you believe things will change when I reach there.
What do you mean by saying faith is not determined by what we see, but what we hear? Explain this.
Yes. Okay. Last time I spoke and I gave an example about Thomas, who only believed when he saw the wounds of Jesus. And now here, we have the very same doubting Thomases of today, who instead of believing the word of God without seeing an action, then they make it difficult to themselves because people will want to see things happening, then they will believe. Instead of believing so that they will see things happening, because these things must go logically in Tatema Shekin. You first believe, then you see things happening your way. Because Abraham, should he not have believed God that when he takes me out of this land to Canaan, I'll make life there? He would not have even left his own place. But he first left without seeing what is happening that side.
I can imagine.
Without not even knowing the land.
Right.
Without even knowing whether I will make friends that side.
Yeah.
Whether I will make a new family. He was not aware whether there are people living in that land. So he was not seeing anything of that other place. But he went blind as he was, saying, God will see me through. God will take me by hand.
Hold it there. Mm-hmm. God will see me through. Naswana Shikwembu xitani khoma hi voko.
Exactly.
Oh.
Exactly as he mentioned when he spoke in Isaiah chapter 41, verse number 10 to 13, he said, I will hold you with my own righteous right hand, and your things will be well when you turn around.
What a word of encouragement.
Yes, we must read that one maybe.
I know, we'll take it next week.
Okay, no, thank you.
You know,
then,
because
he's saying, I will take you by my own righteous right hand.
Right.
And when you turn around and check, even one of your enemies will vanish. You won't even see one of them. And this is what I believe Abraham was thinking when he left his own place. Not thinking that I will be passing through nomadic areas. I will be passing through the lands where people will want to fight with me. Some territories were not no-go zone area. But he prepared himself to say, because God told me to go, the word of God goes with power. That is faith.
Professor Elijah Baloyi, that's when we leave it here.
Hmm.
You know, how we leave it now in a nice way, you know. Hmm. Very nice, very
yes.
Nice. But I can see that the Spirit of the Lord is upon you. We're going to continue taking verse number 23 when we come back next week, by the way. Prof, much appreciated.
Thank you so much. Let us live by faith, Ntate Mashekeng. My family, if we go by faith, anything is possible. There's nothing impossible when you go by faith. Have faith that everything will change in your life. You are in a sick bed, but have faith that the Lord will heal me. You are poor, but have faith that one day things will be all right. You are unemployed. Have faith that one day I'll be employed.
That's it. Thank you so much, Prof.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. 657 AM, radio for believers in action.